Lonnie, please go ahead.
Oh, let's see, where were we? You know, how are we going to pick up, it looks like, the archives and affiliates budget down in item 6? Is that maybe a way to go and then start with the updated budget?
Yes, that would work for me. If anyone else have any comments on that.
What item number are we in now?
5.
Okay. 5D. And I was saying, why don't we do it under 6C? That way we cover both affiliates and archives together. And then have the next item be the updated budget, which is the larger budget.
Which could also be dealt with as part of B, the national office budget, because it does come up as part of that as well.
Yeah. I'm suggesting moving that agenda item 5D, down to 5B and 6B and C.
Are there any objections? Okay, then, great. Well, let's move forward. Okay, the time now, just a check, is 6:15, and hopefully we can get through this within the so we've been doing well. Get through this within the next hour and 15 minutes. Okay, so the next item on the agenda are the updated budgets. So did everyone have a chance, Sandra, Teresa, to download the budgets?
Yes.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay. So I need to pull it up right now. But so, Lonnie, how would you like to proceed on this?
Well, if I could, I'd like to proceed from the cover email and then go to detail as we need to. There was an accompanying cover email which had summary of the 07 budget. Also, it had a summary for 06. And then there was also attached, of course, the 07. But a lot of my are in the cover email. And is it okay if I work from that and then go to detail as we need to?
That would be fine. I'm trying to, I think I've printed all that, and I have a lot of stuff here on my desk. Oh, why don't you go ahead, please?
Well, first of all, let me start by just updating where we are in the budget process. We are still not with the final budget some station. And in that cover email, I give an update on each station and where they are in their budget process. KPFA, the LSB did approve the budget last week. And
Where?
Sunday.
KPFA.
Oh,
A, you said A.
KPFA.
Okay.
Yeah, KPFA, we did approve the budget, and it is included. I was able to their budget changes. It's slightly different than what the LSB approved, about 7,000, and the reason is that that there was a link problem with that budget, and I did fix it. And so rather than 103,000, the budget was really at 98,000. I'm happy to talk about it, but I found there was a link problem in the budget that was submitted. So it goes down by 5,000.
Lonnie, did you pass that back up to Lois so she can change her template?
Yeah, I did. I sent her an email, but I understand she's on vacation, or?
Yeah, she'll be back Monday.
Yeah,
she'll be back. I sent her an email. On KPFK, this is just an update on where we are on the budget timetable, and I'll go to details around the budgets themselves next, but the timetable, just so you know who has a budget and who doesn't at this point. KPFK, that LSB will meet Monday night to review the proposed budget. So we will need to await that budget. WBAI, the LSB has passed a budget with some provisos and some questions, but I'm not aware yet, Baruti, you might know, if they've set a date. The last time it was like the 13th of September, and we were saying, boy, if we could speed that up, that would really help. Is there any way that they might have a date closer?
Yeah, this is Baruti.
Hello?
Yeah,
Baruti.
Oh, yes, we're trying to arrange something now for the week of September, no later than Friday, September 7th.
Okay.
So that would help, right? I think you said if we can get it done that week, that would be within the time frame that we needed to. And
that would help.
Right. And the other thing, too, is, Lonnie, I'll talk, we can work this out later on, but our local finance committee is going to have a meeting on the 30th, so I'm just wondering if you could maybe be available by telephone call, and we can kind of work out some of the questions I know you gave me some written answers, but I'm sure additional ones are going to come up, and if you were available, that would be great. So you don't have to give me an answer now, but if we could, that would be great.
Yeah, the 30th. What time will that be, Bruce?
It's going to be 6:30 Eastern.
Sure. Let's work out the details later, but I'll put it down tentatively.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming up with the earlier date. That's great. That helps. Where were we? Let's see. I've forgotten. Okay. KPFT, the LSP has fully approved the budget. Although I am asking, per our past procedure, that the LSP chairs send along an email to Greg and myself confirming that the budget has been passed. Because the budget's not official until each LSP has the approval and we get the minutes or we get notification. And so we'll just make sure that the budget that the LSP passed is the one that's being passed along to us. WPFW, again, the LSB has not yet approved the budget. And the last I heard, they were thinking about the 13th, but hoping to speed up that meeting. Jane, any word on what they might do? Jane on the call? Well, WPFW in that same situation. They were
Does someone have Jane's number? Can someone give her a call? Because Ambrose nor Jane are on the line.
Yeah.
I have a number, and as soon as my husband gets off the mobile phone, I will call.
That would be great. In the national office, the affiliate PRA national office largely complete, but it will not be complete until all the station budgets are reviewed and approved. And again, the question is why? Everyone wants to know, well, why can't you do the office budget? Well, the answer is that right now we have a deficit, and we're hoping that after the remaining stations look over their budgets, they'll find that they're short on revenue, and they might increase their revenue targets as a way of covering their shortfall. If they increase their revenue target, that means more revenue on the central service side for us.
Wait,
but we have
money?
It.
You say
yeah.
You have a deficit? I see in this document you sent us 280. Either 259 or 288 in the bottom line.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
But that's a surplus.
It's not enough.
It may not be enough of a surplus, but to call a surplus a deficit is confusing.
No, it's a negative variance. That's a budget, yeah. Yeah, well, when I get down to it, you're talking about that, but let me get down to it. Okay? And in the national office, when I get to that national office budget, we have included an affiliate line item for revenue in that national office budget. And we have gotten a budget from the affiliate. We have monies in that national office budget for affiliate expenses. And I'll go into detail on that a little bit later on. I'm just giving an update at this point. And we did take money, affiliate monies out of the PRA budget and put it into the national budget as a whole. I wanted to point out that certain items not in the budgets. This is FY07, a very, very tough, scarce budget. It was extremely difficult to do, and there is a real issue of whether we at Pacific can sustain a budget with these expenditures. As you can see, as we go through the detail on it, some extraordinary measures have been taken to try to create balanced budget for next year. And even at this point, we have not succeeded in creating budgets that meet board guidelines. And I'll go to detail on that. But next item is items that are not in these. That is to say, items that stations were not able to include in their budgets, that there may be costs nonetheless. Let's go to KPFA. There are issues in the budget of how much legal costs might actually be for next year. It's hard to know, but there are some legal costs that we think might, in fact, be coming through next year, if not this year, but certainly by next year. KPFK, again, there may be legal costs that are not included in the budget that's before us, and I understand that that LSB is looking to add an HR person or a part-time person, and that is not in the budget that we've been working with and may come to us with those additional costs. WBAI, the station, has a loan from the office of $200,000, and that was needed to balance the budget. And the idea is to do a joint mail drop of the station and us in order to raise money for $200,000. And so the idea for WBAI is that they needed to come to that extraordinary measure of picking up $200,000 in order to balance that budget. And clearly there's still a need to look to WBAI's finances and continue to work hard at creating true balance for the station. Same situation. They were short about $100,000, and we are going to undertake a joint mail drop in September next month in order to raise the funds of the station to balance the budget. So those are some of the budgets and some of the issues. I'll go to the numbers. But right now my recommendations are, despite the fact of difficulties for the stations, that we have to keep to sound fiscal policy and ask that each unit have their 1 month surplus. What's happening is that are tending to spend into their savings. Stations are tending to spend down to every penny. And that's not wise. The board has a policy that's worked well for us, helped hire $4 million in debt. And it also has been a factor in the stability of the state. That is, the 1 month is simply saying most nonprofits have 3 6 months worth of reserves available. We as a network, if you look at these numbers, are moving away from that $1.5 million, which is simply 1 month's expenses, down to a budget in seven, that where we're budgeting a million. And that means we're going to be short in the month of October $690,000, and people will make up the difference by going into their savings where they have savings. And some of them didn't have savings and are going to have to work to get money from other sources, that is, work with the national office or what have you, to the tune of $300,000. These are red flags. And we need to, I think, from the Finance Committee, not accept that situation, but build into our recommendation that stations recoup and move with a plan, put themselves on a more sustainable basis and that year to do it. So my recommendations are real simple. Each unit should have the 1 month plan to get there. And each unit where the above policies observed shall present a plan to do so to gain at least that 1 month as a proviso for the approval of the budget. And I would include the national office as well. We all have to do it. Otherwise, we will come at the end of next year short of funds and not able to do anything about it by the end of next fiscal. And as I say, there are other items we will likely.
Excuse me, a second. Did I hear someone?
I said, can I ask a question?
Okay, let Lonnie, when you can take a break, then we can start entertaining questions. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just finished. Also, in my summary chart then for FY07, this includes email, PRA, who more or less have a balanced budget, they have 1 month. 1 month is what that chart were actual on their actual. It means what are going to be their actual monthly costs. In this case, it's $52,000, and they're budgeting $55,000. So they're over the 1 month by $3,210. In that column, again, in the national office, our actual monthly cost is $288,000. We're budgeting only $259,000. We're going to be short $28,000 in the month of October. We can manage. We got a year to figure out where to get that $28,000 from. But KPFA is budgeting at this point just $96,000 or even $103,000, whichever number we might use. But its actual monthly expenses are $371,000. And they will likely have to go into their savings in order to bridge that gap, and maybe they'll pay the savings back and they'll be okay because they do have considerable savings. So KPFA, as usual, they have considerable cash reserve, much more so than other stations, and they have much more flexibility there. So KPFK, they have budgeting $106,000, and that does not include some of the expenses, likely expenses in the legal area and some other areas I've already mentioned. But their monthly expenses are $321,000. And so they will likely have to use some of their reserves if this FY07 budget is accurate. KPFT, they are going to be within $7,000 or so of their monthly, and that looks manageable to me. WBAI will be within $68,000 of their monthly budget in terms of what their projected outcomes will be, and that, I think they could probably do that. The network as a whole is budgeting $1 million a month, but their expenses, our expenses are $1.6 million for next year. It's gone up a little bit, as one might expect. So anyway, I won't go over FYL6, which is also in this report, and concentrate on FYL7. So there we are. FYL7 is troublesome for us because I think last year we came in close to $1 million. This year, meaning FYL6, will end up around $943,000. And next year, we will, we're planning to add only $60,000, $70,000 to our overall reserve levels. That's not very much money for a state, for a network our size to add only $70,000 in 1 year from all five stations. It just means that we're spending all of our funds just to say we are. So, I'm going to end on this note. We have two or three things we can say to a given. We can say to the station, we can ask them to reconsider these budgets and go back and look for more savings and get closer to at least 1 month or half a month. That would be one option. The second option is we could pass these budgets on as is to the board and say with no comment, say it's up to the board to decide whether this is going to be okay. Or we could pass the budget as I think we did last year with provisos. And some of the provisos include things like, we'll pass your budget this year, but we're seeing financial trouble, and we'll ask for a plan, that you generate a plan to deal with the issues that we're seeing in the budgets in 6 months and present that to the board. The board would in 6 months have another look at each unit, see how they're doing, and if they're in fact implementing those provisos. So pass with a proviso, leave it as it is, or send it back. Those are the three options. There are more. Those are the three that I think we have actually done.
Madam Chair, is Jane Gatewood on?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Anyway, that would be...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, that's my report.
All right, thank you very much. Entertain questions.
This is Dave.
Yeah,
we worked in a working group, Brian, you and me, Lonnie, and we had language that sort of addressed the concretely a policy on these issues. And when you were talking about the policy, I didn't hear that. Did the Finance Committee consider what we'd done, or has that never made it back to this level? Because I wasn't on the last call.
The committee brought it up and postponed further consideration to this meeting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something that's going to come later in the meeting, because it really addresses this question of, you know, what people are expected to do, including if they have already savings and you know, all the rest of it. So I felt like we had addressed that.
You're right.
The other question is, when I look down in the national office budget, I'm seeing an increase from 2006, although it's listed as 2007, to 2007 in total income of $900,000.
Yeah, you know it.
Where's that coming from? I mean, I looked and I could see where the differences are. $700,000 difference in listener support, $100,000 in interest income, although a drop of $170,000 in SCA contracts. But,
yeah.
But what makes you think you can do $700,000 more in listener support, and why is $100,000 in interest income showing up this year?
Yeah, I'll go. You want to do national office budget right now, or I'll be happy.
I thought that's kind of what we're on. Are we not on that yet?
Oh, we're just doing
the whole
network.
Open. Okay.
Yeah, we can start
the whole
with
network.
Let's go ahead. Let's move ahead.
You want to do the national office now?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Good questions. Good. I know. I knew it would be noticed.
$700 is like that. You know, it shows up.
You know, as we were doing the budgeting process, like T and WBAI, it was clear that the stations were not able to balance those budgets. And we worked together around how revenue could be raised to help the station in terms of presenting budgets that are reasonably balanced. At WBAI, working with Andrea and also at KPFT, we said that if we were to do a joint mail for essentially for the station, normally we do about 700,000, 800,000, 900,000 pieces a year from the national office. So the idea would be to do 2 million piece mailings, one in September and one in March, and then one in the summer or later in the summer if we had to. And that one of those million piece would use revenue for the stations. The revenue goes up because we're going to double the number of mail drops that we do. And one of them will do our traditional one out of the national office, which we do every year. We raise $700,000 or $800,000 doing it. But we would do a separate one that would provide revenue for those stations that
are
needed.
Are you going to show us a direct mail worksheet as part of this budget?
Yeah, and you're not talking about a doubling here. You're talking about, I mean, you're talking about going up by 1.5 times.
No, we're into the fiscal. This fiscal year, just check here. And by the end of this, we'll raise, $600,000 or $700,000.
Well, it says that 525 was the budget.
Yeah, but we'll raise more than that.
Oh, okay.
And then next year, yeah, we're going to try to double it at least. Now, and it seemed absolutely essential. That's one of the things that I'm saying is that we're having to resort to fairly extraordinary measures to balance our budget here at Pacific. And mail drop is a solution, but it's not the solution. And that's why in this budget, National Office, what you're going to see, what's reason? They're trying to bridge the gap, not only for us, but for some stations that really need help and support.
Can I get in queue, Teresa?
Yeah, I just want to say quickly, sure. It would help me if we said rather than balance, because to me balance means income and outflow match, if we could say meet the board-required surplus policy.
Yes.
Because I think that's clearer.
Okay. That's fine. And I agree with you. If we had that policy discussion, it would help with what we're trying to get done here. So what's new in this national office budget? One is we've had to raise more money, and that one of them, our normal mail drop, we would be okay with. But we were adding another million-piece mailing primarily for the benefit of a couple of stations. The other thing is,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you say you're doing this for WBAI and KPFT?
Yes.
Okay, why if KPFT does a special fundraiser, for example, because we need to increase our watts from under 30,000 to 100,000. Why would that be in the national office budget rather than is KPFT doing that?
So are we doing the mail drop will be a joint mail drop? That we will do it in tandem and then split the revenue?
I have a question. This is Sandra.
Yes, please.
It was my understanding that joint mail drop is done yearly and that the foundation takes turns sharing the proceeds from that with whichever stations are in need. Is that correct?
Well, this is actually the first year where we've made explicit agreements with stations.
Okay.
That we, rather than a station doing a mail drop locally, we say, let's do a national one, and you do a local one as well, and we will coordinate, letting people know that Pacifica is, for example, this is an election year, and it's a good time to do a mail drop. And doing it in September is a good time to do it. And we have said that we will coordinate with you, station, if you, for example, publicize that KPFT and Pacifica are doing a Wake Up the Airways campaign or working hard to create national programming that will be available, that we share the revenue.
So,
and
just to be clear, you're saying we have to offer them something to advertise national programming?
No, it would be a way of jointly promoting the mail drop.
Okay.
So that they would agree to promote it, make their listeners know that the mail drop is coming, that we're working, that their KPFT are working with us on the national level, and our goal is to bring programming and new initiatives to listeners.
I'm
Brian.
Could I ask some more questions?
Yeah, I also have a couple more.
So what we thought was like a capital campaign, something where we were going to approach our mailing list, is now going to be something that's going out nationally to the whose list is going to be used? And how is the money going to be split up?
Well, you're going to still use your list and do your capital, whatever you folks were planning.
Yeah.
We are just going to be doing a national mailing where we are going to essentially do that mailing for KPFT to help. We usually do one mailing, we're going to do two. So we're basically just trying to support the state. The two that, you know, you guys bought that transmitter. It was expensive. And so you needed cash quick and soon in the fiscal year, so that's why we have a September mailing. It will come quickly rather than later, and that we're prepared to help with that.
Well, what's the advantage to us other than the fact that we're doing two mailings? Couldn't we just do two mailings? I mean, are we approaching any other people that we would not be approaching if we did our own mailings for capital campaign?
Well, you're doing the local mailing, but we're doing a national one all over the country. So we're just taking the revenue from this mailing and turning it over to KPFT.
Thank you.
So you're doing your mailing, you would. But we are doing one special where we'll produce the revenue for you in addition to what you're doing.
Because you don't think that we're going to collect what we need from our mailing?
No, it's that in looking at your budget, you were short some of the funds that you needed. You were short, and we're doing that mailing to help KPFT just in case anything goes wrong. And if that mailing produces the revenue, then it helps you build your reserves.
So you're doing a mailing, a national mailing to our mailing list, and you're splitting the difference.
No, we're doing a national mailing to Progressive organizations and their members around the country.
And you're going to say KPFT needs this money. Please give to KPFT.
No, I'm not going to mention KPFT at all in the national mailing. I'm merely going to turn over the proceeds from that national mailing of up to $100,000. It's just helping out.
Okay.
This is LaVorne. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry, you're on the staff.
Thank
sorry.
You.
I'm sorry.
A couple of
Brian,
things.
I'd like
one,
to be on too.
Yeah, I think it's important if you're going to contribute
money. I'm
sorry,
Dave, just so it's Brian and then Sandra.
Dave.
Okay.
Yeah, just on that point, I just think it's important. We have to be clear when we're soliciting money what projects we use it for. So it's not legal for a nonprofit to solicit money for one of its projects and transfer money to another project. So I hope that the framing of those letters is done in such a way that no one could ever think that we were using it for anything other than what we said we were going to use it for.
Lonnie, can I just put, maybe I'm wrong about this, but in point of fact, the money that's being loaned to KPFT is being loaned in advance of September. If you look at the budget, I believe it's in line 644, the support for KPFT arrives in October of 06 prior to the actual receipt of the money. So when Am I wrong about this, Lonnie, that the funds raised are, in a sense, repaying funds already provided to KPFT? Isn't it, in fact, that's what's happening?
Well, the mail drop goes out second, third week in September.
That's correct. But what I'm saying is you're giving the money to KPFT as of October because they have a shortfall beginning at the beginning of their fiscal year.
So you're saying that you're basically repaying an inter-unit transfer, and that if you advertise it as going for national stuff, the money that's being turned over is actually going to pay back what's already owed to... I mean,
that's what it looks like to me.
All right. Well, look, I don't want to dwell on that here because I think that this level of detail and at this late time in the process, we can't afford to vet every single detail of how you're doing everything. I want to get to the bigger things. I note that now in this year, where in the past we've had other income down in the PRA part of the income statement, we now have it in the national office part. We have $200,000 in affiliates income compared to what looks like 130 last year. We had talked at the board level about having expenditures lines, but I don't see them. When and are we going to get a breakout budget of that? And also, basically what I'd like to see is, since my understanding from reading the notes is we're not talking about having a separate section of the income statement for archives, affiliates. So how do we go about getting the information about the nature of the expenditures? And secondarily to that, has the affiliates committee gone over an affiliates budget?
Hey, Greg, you want to start? I'll finish.
I'll start with... as you just said, the income side we have dealt with. The income is going to be tracked as income to the central national budget, and it's listed as $200,000 based on Ursula's projections, which are actually that the income for this year is going to be somewhere above $160,000. She's on track for about $160,000, so she's already exceeding the estimate that was previously provided, and I'm told that there are some new affiliates contracts that might actually be secured before the end of this fiscal year, which might even raise it higher. So she, based on changing the fee structure and also based on new affiliates this coming year, feels pretty safe in estimating $200,000. So that's the income side. The expenditure side, we're not at this point breaking it out. We've had discussions with her about various expense items, and we've incorporated those expense items into various parts of the national office budget. Her salary, a new part-time consulting salary, and then the other expenses, which are common to different parts of the national office, travel, conferences, and printing particularly, which are the lion's share of the additional funding that she requested, which was approximately $37,000 over and above salary, is budgeted with other parts of the national office because those are expenses that are shared. I mean, travel all goes
sure.
through the travel line, and conferences are a part of the conference line. I can't
understand.
Remember the exact totals. But so that's why it's not broken out at this point. And as far as I know, I don't know. The Affiliates Task Force, I don't think, has actually formally reviewed a budget from Ursula. We discussed the specific line items that she, you know, was requesting, and we incorporated funding for those within the existing line items of the national budget.
I understand. What I'm asking is, how do we as a National Finance Committee review what expenditures from the national office are going towards the affiliates program?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Think that would be hard to do except, you know, based on the sort of estimates that she's given to us in the negotiations.
Can we get a copy of that?
Actually, I think that, yeah, I'm sure you could. Lonnie and I both have copies of it.
Can you send
she's
that
generated
to me
a couple
or
of different
us,
versions
actually?
Of it.
Can you send those to us so that we have those to review, the whole committee?
Mm-hmm. I have no problem.
And then that's her estimates. How do we go from her estimates to what's actually been allocated?
Well, I think that she did think it's important for this budget process that it be the same process for every unit or station or project. It should be vetted by the affiliates committee so that folks can weigh in on what goals that are being proposed in this budget.
Right, absolutely. So, Teresa, you're on that group. Has that been done? Teresa? Ms. Allen?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
No? Okay. Yeah.
Yes, she's been submitting her budget to Lonnie, and on our last committee, I asked her to send it to me. She was not quite sure of the process. I don't think we've given her a process because she's been told she was not a unit, so I don't think she was aware up until, I guess, now that was the process.
Well, nomenclature aside, have you guys talked about what the expenditures are going to be and how can we as a finance committee see what's being requested and what's being fulfilled? I mean, what's being allocated in this budget? What do we need to do to get to that point before we make our recommendation?
Well, if you need to see the budget, I can send it to the committee right now. And if you want the task force. If you want the task force to review it, we'll be happy to do that and sign off on it.
I think it would be helpful to have the task force opinion of it, what I'd like to be able to know is the task force says, you know, we like this budget or we don't like it. How do we see how that got integrated and how do we track over the course of the year? Let me bring up, I don't mean to be inflammatory, but last year we approved something in the archive budget. We approved a cataloger. And my understanding, and I apologize if I'm incorrect in this, but that the salary expense for the cataloger got spent on a producer for a program. So basically,
it was posted this week in Current.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was what, Brian?
The trade magazine for public broadcasting.
What was posted?
Has a job description for a cataloger working for
okay,
the
so now it's
archive.
Now it's coming back, but it was approved in last year's budget. My question is, how do we track when we say certain monies are going to get spent on these areas for this program that it's being spent? And I don't know any way to do it without somebody telling me that here's how it's broken down. This is what we allocated, and this is what was spent. That's what I'd like to get to.
That's a very legitimate question, Dave, and I that's why I'm thinking maybe we need to have a breakout budget so just like what archives ask for, we can see what affiliate asks for. But if we need to just send that budget to the whole committee and then to the PNB and then somehow it gets dissolved into all different kinds of sections of the national office budget, if that's what you think needs to be done, you know, affiliates is eager to please whatever you want.
Well, I think that's certainly the first step. You think they can get together and really review that budget and weigh in on it? And then once they have signed off, then I think that the tracking of the expenses would be fairly easy. I'm assuming that Ursula will be able to report back to the committee and to Greg on the expenses that against those dollars that we've already allocated. And we'll just match it up against the budget she initiated and was approved by the affiliates committee. And then we in the finance committee, once we have the budget, which we will in a minute, we can be able to provide that information and a recommendation to the committee as a whole.
That would be great.
So I'm not. I'm just wanting to. This is a different. We've got a number of projects in the national office, and we've got a number of projects, and all of them can be departments. And we need to be careful there, I think. The equation of the PRA of the archives with the affiliates is not exactly exact. PRA's got 5-6 employees, and
I don't have any issue with what we call it. What I have an issue with is whether we can track it. You mentioned other projects. I'm also interested in the tech budget and what we're doing with research and development and how we're spending our money in those areas. And it's not, I don't care if we call it a project or if we call it a department or what the thing is. What they care about is being able for the board to see that we're saying we're going to spend this much on this initiative. And this is how it's going to be spent, and then being able to look back and see that it was spent that way. That's sort of the bottom line of our ability to do what we're supposed to do in terms of.
You know, yeah, that's a good point. Now, when we get, I think the way it was done before, at least as I look at budgets years ago, we had an entire program for each budget. It was part of it included the news, part of it included outreach, part of it included publicity. And if we get a program coordinator, that will be budgetized. And I think some of these projects really do fit under, you know, if we were to resurrect that notion of our program outreach, should come under, you know, something like that again.
What I would like to see is a budget line that, just like we have FSRN as a budget line, we would say each of those projects in the national office would have an expense budget line. And then whoever's in charge of that or whoever's doing that would be responsible for, or the finance staff, would be responsible for breaking out that budget line for us so we see what's in it. But if it was in a separate budget line, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's difficult because, as Greg says, you're spending travel, you're spending all this other stuff. But it would still be helpful to be able to see quickly and easily what we're devoting to each of these projects.
Okay.
Well, what I can send you is what was originally proposed by Ursula back about 2 months ago, which is, you know, what we worked from as a worksheet.
Right.
I think that Teresa also has something more recent than that, don't you, Teresa? That I forget what it's called, but it's a. That was what was that?
I
called?
Guess that's my question. Do you want me to send to my committee? Do you want me to send what was sent to me by Ursula, or the document that you say might be different than mine that
was
sent to?
Well, you know, I think they include some of the same figures, but I don't see a problem with them having both. The one that she provided to you was called something. Let me just see it here. I mean, I can send them both out. I just don't have all the committee numbers named. Affiliates 3.
What I've got is called
Budget with Contribution Margin.
Budget with Contribution Margin, yes. And it
it
actually includes last year. On
right.
The left-hand side, it's 2005-2006, saying that she made $150,000 in gross income.
Yeah.
And on the right is her proposal. But if that's not the one, if the one on the right is not the one that Bonnie considered for making his decision, then I would probably think we should use the one that Lonnie's going to send us.
Yeah, well, what I'm
we need
do
to
is
see
I'm
what's
send...
being proposed in this year's budget. They need to see whoever's proposing it, what's being proposed.
Yeah, I mean, I have, Lonnie, I have affiliates budget 2006-2007.
Let me check.
And I was thinking that that might be the thing to send to the committee at this point. And I could all your names. I don't have all your names, but I could send it to Teresa, Dave, and
send
Levon
it to me, and I'll
send
it to the committee.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that Lonnie agrees with me that this would be the appropriate thing to send to the
committee. Yeah. What's the call?
Second. Budget 2006, this is Levon. We're trying to figure out now. What are you going to send to Dave?
It's a line item budget that Ursula submitted to us about 2 months ago, which was the basis for our discussions with her.
Okay, so why don't you just send it to me and I'll send it out, since I'm sending out stuff to the committee.
Yeah, I just want to confirm with Lonnie that it's the correct document.
Okay.
Are you?
Yes. I'm looking.
It has about 24 lines plus some notations in red.
Oh, the big one. Oh, you mean the longer one, right?
Yeah, it's an Excel document.
Yeah. I think that budget we actually worked with her on and winnowed it down to some extent, right? Found out which one.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm sorry, can you guys sort out what the right document is off the call and just send out whatever it is?
Yeah, we're going to right
just,
now.
Just a second. Okay, now, this is the action. I'll write it down. Okay, Greg and Lonnie will agree on the one to send out that you've worked on, and Greg will send it to me. I would appreciate it, and then we can send it out. Now, because I do recall receiving budgets from Ursula in the past where she would propose her budget each year. Now, I thought I'd received one earlier this year, but I checked today when we were, and I couldn't find one. So if you could send that out, and then we can move on to the next. And the point that I guess that Dave was in general is that, like Lonnie had said, we have various programs in national office. And that's exactly what we would like to see. You know, what are the programs, like you had mentioned, the mail drop. We'd like to see, on a timeline basis, we'd like to see the program, see the cost, and when the revenue rolls in, or cost, or expended. So if we have talked about affiliates, we're going to send that out. I'll send it out to the people on the committee. Then we can move to the next program project within the national office.
And by the way, when you send this out, whatever it is, I'd like to have it be very clearly labeled as what it is. I've heard you talked about you winnowed it down. It would be interesting.
Dave, thank you. I think we have, as Brian suggested, I think we have discussed this.
No, actually we haven't, because we're talking about things that are different versions, and very frequently we get versions of the things, and what I'm asking is for it to be very clearly identified which thing it is when it's sent out. So I'm asking for that explicitly.
I think that that's what we'd said earlier, that they would decide on which one it is, and they will, and then Greg will send it out. I'm sorry, Teresa, go ahead.
I have a point also. I don't know how old this one is here. The one that I'm looking at might be the most recent, but Greg is talking about sending something that was 2 months old. So I would think the most recent version would be the appropriate one to send.
Okay. Can we move on?
Yeah. Teresa, why don't you send what you've got, Greg, you send what you've got, and then we will deal with it from there.
Thank you.
Okay, so the action is that Teresa's going to send whatever her latest version is to Greg, then Greg is check, and then Greg is going to send out the version that you have worked with Ursula on and that you currently have in the national office budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Shall we move on?
I think you had me next in the stack, Madam Chair.
Please, go ahead, Brian.
LaVarne, I want to be shown on the stack. Jane.
Is that Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Hey, welcome aboard. Go ahead, Brian.
I just wanted to go back to the direct mail for a minute. I want to applaud your efforts to try to fill in the holes in the budget and to look for creative ways to do that off air. My concern is that this has become a very big line item, and without detail, it's very hard for us to exercise our proper oversight responsibility. You had agreed a couple meetings back to provide us with a worksheet that would show the dates of your mail drops, whether they're acquisition or renewal mailings, what lists are being used, roughly, you know. And ideally, it would be nice to see that charted against historical returns and response rates for your mailings. I don't know how to evaluate a $700,000 jump in that line unless I see that kind of detail.
Yeah.
The calendar is important for KPFA's planning because we do our own direct mail drops. As far as I know, we're not planning one with you. We don't want to be tapping the same well the same month. So it'd be great to see a firm calendar showing when you're going to pay those big upfront costs, where the cash is going to come from, what kind of response rates you're expecting, and the time frame in which you expect your investment to come back.
Well, I'll send it out. We'll go over it next week, make it an edge.
Okay, this is LaVarne again. Let me just say it again. What we'd ask for, in addition, is exactly what Brian said, and this is for not only the mail drops, but also for major programs. As I said earlier, you know, what is the income? You know, when does the action start? What is the income stream? What are there any expenditures that will go out? And a brief description on what the program is. And, in fact, I was trying to do a, I have a little format going here. I can send this to everyone in terms of what I see as a possible format. Now, I don't have the exact numbers because, can I just ask again, now, for the national, how much are you expecting on the mail drop, 700?
No, that's...
Yeah, well, yeah, we're going to do one...
1 million.
Just a second. Go ahead, Lonnie.
We're going to do 2 million piece mailings, one in September and one probably in March, April.
Okay, and the first one is how much do you expect?
Well, we're going to mail out 600,000 pieces by September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to follow up with another one for 200,000 or 300,000, probably around the holidays.
And what is the return on the 600 pieces? 600,000
well,
pieces.
Instead of doing it over the phone, can we get it on paper? I mean, that's what I want
now,
to look at.
Well, I'm going to do a little format right now in terms of what he's saying and what I would expect to see. So if we just give me this one, and then I'll lay this in, and then this will be what I would expect to see. Would you please continue, Lonnie?
Yeah, well, why don't I send you what we do, which gives return, number of pieces, cost for every part of that mailing.
Okay.
What we've done. It's very detailed.
Do you have your computer now?
Maybe I can send you what we use for past mailings.
That would be all great.
Right. Hold on, let me do that right now.
Okay, you're going to do that, and I'll look at it, and then we can move on.
Sure.
What is the next, who is next? Jane, did you wish to speak?
Yeah, I think Brian was ahead of me.
No, he just spoke, I believe. Or was there something else? And Jane, can you speak a lot? Everyone's voice is like different levels. So if Jane can speak louder, and also Dave, and if Lonnie can speak lower, that would be great.
I'm going to try. Is this better?
Yes, it's better.
A little better. Lonnie, I just need some clarification about this spreadsheet that we have. Am I correct that nowhere on this does it show a projected total for 2006 on any of these? I mean, I see... I've unhit all the columns so I can see where you've got through May filled in on actual 2006, but I don't see anywhere. So I see our audit 2005, budget 2007, budget 2006, but I don't see any column that references projected total 2006.
Which are we looking at?
I'm looking at the 2007 budget draft 3 that you sent out today.
The draft for 2007. Total budgets? Yes. I'm pulling that up right now.
I'm looking at the one you sent out today in the page consolidated income statement.
Yes. Statement of budget.
Pardon me?
This one we're talking about is the FY 07
budget. Correct. But in terms of comparisons, I see for comparative purposes the 2005 and 2004 audited numbers here.
Yeah.
And I don't see any projected total for 2006. I just want to make sure that I haven't overlooked it.
Oh, yeah, the projected total for 2006. You got the budget for 2006, you got the budget for 2005, and the budget for 2007.
And audit 2005, and audit 2004 also.
Yes, that's right. That's what you have. That was part of the FY07 budget.
Right.
Now,
we don't have projected totals for 2006.
The projected totals for 2006 are in the cover email.
But I'm talking about for the line items. They're not showing up in this spreadsheet.
No, that's in that would be in the projected totals for 2006 are in the July income statement where that's working. And it's also in the cover email that was sent out with this FY07.
But that's just the bottom lines, right?
Well, the full detail is in the July income statement. It has all the line items for 2006. It's in the July income statement sent out some time ago.
All right. So I would have to actually, if I wanted to see it side by side with these line items, I would have to pull that over from that and insert it.
Well, I guess you'd have to look at. Let me see if I've got it hidden here somewhere. But yeah, they're so large.
Lonnie, can you make that part of your template? It's something we do locally. It makes it so much easier to compare to current year forecast in addition to current year budget.
Yeah, let me see. I think I might have it in here. You're looking at 2000, which you're interested in. It's part of the monthly statements where you have the forecast for the current year.
But I would personally like to see it in a parallel column, I think is what Jane's saying, too, to budget 07.
Mm-hmm.
Forecast
06. Yes, I understand. Let me just see something. I'm trying to see if it's hidden here. Give me one second. But anyway, yes, I will. Jane, let me get to you off. I'll see if it's in this hidden column. If not,
I'm pretty sure I've looked at every column, and I'm pretty sure it's not here. And I'm a little bit. I mean, this whole thing is rather daunting because the way the information is laid out. It takes a lot for us to see through it, and I apologize to the members that I wasn't on earlier. The feedback that I got from our business manager, I asked him about, you know, how realistic he thought the projections were for this year, and he told me last month when I spoke, and it's been almost a month since I was able to meet with him, is that because it was only just a few weeks ago that we were able to get the data
down here.
I'm
sorry,
today.
Just a second. Who was that?
Pardon me?
Did someone speak? Jane, please continue.
Just that he had never really looked at these statements to see, what level of confidence he had in it, because he didn't know how you were making the projections, given the fact that we didn't have the data then. So at this point, to be honest, as difficult as it is to wade through all of this information, I've been reluctant to try to do it until I thought we had some good solid numbers. And now I see in this spreadsheet, which I would have imagined would be the most up-to-date, I see that we have data through May in here, and I'm thinking, well, that's probably, hopefully those are solid numbers. And just for my own information, I was wondering, have all the stations got caught up to date yet?
That's a very good question.
Houston has.
I know I've been told we have.
And now there's still some work done in W, an awful lot of work for WBAI. And WBAI is not complete yet. It's one thing to put the numbers in here. They have to be verified to make sure that they balance. And that work, people can put the number on the page, but what's done is that it has to be looked at to see if the accounts actually balance. So right now, it was a July statement, the one I sent out, I said. Is that WBAI is not yet complete, but they'll be ready, they say, by next week. WPFW is still week to be done. KPFA is ready, although there's about $50,000 that still needs to be accounted for. The numbers won't change, but it's the backup that has to be looked at. And then we're looking at KPFK. KPFK is complete. I would pronounce that one complete. They did that work, and they all worked very hard to try to get all this input done. And the National Office is complete. So that's where we stand on the input questionnaire. What the input is where people were asked to get all their data up to date and input into the system. That's what we're asking. It's taken a while. And that information is needed for 2006. That's exactly right. Now, what the final number is like for 2006 in order to compare them to 2007. But the last of it will be ready by next week. So most of it is here. And as I said before, it's okay. I just want to be sure that we verify these numbers, especially on the income side, before we pronounce.
Levon, can I get back on the stack? I have a few things completely.
Sure. I'd just like to ask a quick question of Lonnie. And so is Great Plains, is it 9? So are you going to be ready to convert on October the 1st?
Yeah, we look like, yes, what we're thinking is, that's why we're taking real trouble to make sure the input is accurate. Then we will just upload all of that data. So we think we can still get that done in order to have October, the first month in October, be complete in Great Plains 9. That's why we want to be sure, you know, if you import bad data, you just transfer your problem.
And just one other question to go with that. So will we have a balance sheet at that time?